Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Deputies arrest man on multiple drug charges after canine stop. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A routine traffic stop Tuesday afternoon led to multiple felony drug charges for a 47-year-old man on East Highway 1416. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, deputies stopped a 2008 Jeep Liberty for expired registration. During the stop, a drug detection dog alerted on the vehicle, prompting a search. Deputies reportedly found packaged narcotics inside the vehicle, including less than a gram of crack cocaine, nearly 3 grams of cocaine, and about 1 gram of liquid THC. The man was taken into custody and transported to the county jail. While at the jail, deputies say they discovered additional drugs on the man, including more cocaine and crack cocaine, resulting in further charges. The man now faces 2 felony counts of drug possession, 2 felony counts of bringing a controlled substance into a jail, 2 misdemeanor possession charges, and a citation for lack of vehicle insurance. Lawmakers moved to defund Wyoming Business Council, drawing pushback. The future of the Wyoming Business Council is in question after state lawmakers advanced a proposal to defund and dismantle the agency, prompting strong pushback from the governor, business leaders, and some legislators. Earlier this month, the legislature's Joint Appropriation Committee voted to strip nearly all funding from the Wyoming Business Council and remove its statutory authority. Supporters of the move say the state should reduce its role in economic development and let the free market lead. But critics warn the action could eliminate Wyoming's primary economic development arm, with no replacement in place. Governor Mark Gordon has urged lawmakers to reconsider, calling the move counterproductive and warning it could jeopardize federal funds, workforce programs, and business recruitment efforts. The Business Council says it has helped secure more than 1,000 jobs and $300 million in private investment since 2020. Its board recently approved more than $840,000 in loans for Wyoming businesses, while also issuing a formal response calling the legislative action reckless. Some lawmakers have expressed surprise at how quickly the proposal move forward, saying the impact on communities and local economies deserves deeper discussion. The issue is expected to remain front and center as the legislature heads into the upcoming budget session, with the long-term role of economic development in Wyoming now under debate. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.